Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. Phil was reluctant to move to Denver from Chicago because, ironically, he heard there was a lot of snow. Now that he's here, though, he says, "You couldn't drag me away from this place." He's found community in a senior living center across from City Park and loves peeking behind the city's walls during Doors Open Denver.
My name is Philip, and the last name is Traversa.
All right, Philip Traversa. Thanks for coming in today.
All right, you're welcome.
And I hear you have a story about, is it a place that you're wanting to tell us about, or?
Well, I don't know. I've always been interested in architecture. Even when I lived in Chicago, I would go to all the different buildings.
What eventually took you to Denver?
Well, I moved out to Castle Rock in 2005 with a friend of mine that I worked with and known, you know, for 37 years. She says, she retired 2 years earlier than me. She said, "Do you want to move to Denver?" Or she actually said, "Do you want to move to Castle Rock, to Colorado?" I says, "You nuts? That's all it does is snow out there. I'm not moving there. You don't have enough snow in Chicago?" And I had no clue how wonderful the weather was out here, and that now they couldn't drag me back. But so we shared a house for 5 years in Castle Rock, and then I just wanted my own peace and quiet back. Mm-hmm. She was into dogs, and they're barking and yelping and fighting, and I had it. So I moved to Denver. I actually looked it up on the internet. I just looked up senior housing, and I came up with a place that found senior housing, and I live in Montview Manor now, which is a wonderful building. It's built in 63, and it's owned by Montview Presbyterian Church, and it's for seniors 62 and older. It's like a vertical village. You get to know everybody. And,
okay. You know. Because I've never lived in a senior housing area. Like, how does it work? How are they able to keep it social? And
you have a social committee that meets, and everybody belongs to it, so you meet once every 3 months now. Used to be every month. And then we changed it every 3 months. And you plan parties, and you have something every month. You have potlucks every month, and you have additional parties for Christmas and Halloween,
yeah,
and Easter, and whatever. But everybody pitches in to do it, so it's just very sociable.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I love it. I've been there 8 years, going on nine. So.
That sounds kind of like the closest thing to a college dorm. Like, well, everybody's there for the same experience, but like a nicer version.
Yeah. Well, you know, at a senior age, there's a lot of stuff you just don't care about anymore, you know. So, what the hell, you know.
That's amazing.
But people get along. They get along with each other, and they help each other. And, you know, if somebody needs help or something, go to the doctor. Somebody's always there to take you or, you know, help you out. So I love it. I can't imagine living anybody at place else now.
And do you like being, because it's in the city of Denver, right?
I'm right across from City Park.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, when I first moved in the building, I was on the 10th floor, northeast corner. I had a one bedroom, and it faced the fountain.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I remember the first week hearing the lions being fed at the zoo across the street. What the heck is that? Who's got that animal?
Yeah, you moved away from dogs to lions.
Yeah.
And now you're just in the heart of the city. And
yeah, close to everything. It's 10 minutes downtown to the entertainment center downtown or wherever we want to go. So I really like Denver. They couldn't drag me out of Denver.
Well, yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah, Denver's a beautiful city. Easy to get around. They complain about the traffic. I said, move to Chicago. You'll know what traffic is.
Is there a spot in Denver architecturally that really connects with you?
I like the old mansions, you know, seeing the old mansions because they're just beautiful architecture, you know. I'm not that much into.
Like those ones by Cheeseman and City Park and.
In City Park and in across from the Country Club.
Oh, yeah.
So I just go to all the old buildings here that are of interest. There's one over by where St. Joseph's used to be that's next to it. And I can never remember the names of these places.
So yeah.
I have to look it up on the guide. But it has real interesting brickwork that comes down from the top like vines. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking
about.
That's
really cool. I went in that a couple years ago, too.
That place is amazing. Well, Phil, thanks so much, man.
Okay, you're
welcome. This was fantastic. If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather, our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.